and I'm under no illusion that I'm the only one thinking this. Just the opposite. This week I went down and signed up at Berkeley Community Media with the intention of trying to find some new ways to spread these messages. And the woman behind the desk, or at the computer station, already knew the problem was class, power, not capitalism. But I do have the luxury of giving it my almost exclusive focus. Seeing from the vantage of the whole helps us see the transition to freedom. And this is another thread that I'm hoping to interweave into a tapestry. We'll be thinking more about this. That seeing from the vantage of the whole helps us see the transition to freedom. Because when stuck in the box called nation state or rank, it can be difficult to see the movement away from it. And in the most straightforward sense, this transition is seen in the whole because our future is the whole and is necessarily seen best then through that lens. Power hides in fragmentation. If it can get us stuck studying fragments, it can have its way with the overall structure. Another thread, seeing our deep conditioning by which we accept unquestioningly the commodification of human energy, the point of which we've argued during these shows is to rank us by assigning values to us. And I think those who have been listening to this show regularly can see that it's obvious that this is the market's main function, to render as science the ranking imposed by rule. Since its inception, rule has been trying to figure out how to disappear itself into seeming natural law, the so-called natural order of things. It did this first with the invention of the gods, as Plato's uncle Critias said. Then, since, it's tried to hide in science, which invented stages of history, atop which it placed the rulers, unsurprisingly, who formerly served on Mount Olympus, which conveniently elevated trashing the earth, capitalism, economic development, quote-unquote, total privatization of the planet, into a patriotic imperative. And this week I listened appalled to a pundit applaud the fact that the fastest growing economies, quote-unquote, are in Africa. Is anyone else incensed by this way of describing the rape of a planet? And the notion of celebrating that the last bit of our common inheritance is being extracted and placed in private hands. That's an abomination. The whole con, march of civilization is core propaganda that states use to dispossess us of the land, regiment us to ranks, and ensure that the lower we go, quote unquote, the closer to earth reverence we go, the more vigorous power's attempts will be to isolate and strip us of any value as validated by the market, i.e., scientific authority. As it is we on the bottom, power has always most feared. And of course, the key class for power to run their whole scam is, if they can finagle it, a rank of permanently degraded. So seeing all this exposes the absence of any meaningful democracy, because the mental deck is stacked to prevent any questioning of it, of class. And this is discussed in the booklet, The Violence of Class. You can download free if you look under the tools menu, which argues that we cannot give our consent to be governed if our judgment has been kept intentionally impaired.